this is Shyamal Chandra with Long Tail News, episode 4 for 2021. The title of this podcast is College Football is Getting Very Boring. Here's how we can save the American sport and reach new heights in ratings across the world. On a typical Thursday, Friday, or Saturday afternoon or evening, I can turn on the sports channel and usually spend some time getting acquainted with the top stars on each team. Furthermore, and more often than not, I figure out that I don't recognize any of the players, and the pregame shows don't cover the full array of talents and background of each player prior to the game. Instead, they reel off instant replays of prior games against more unknown players using coded language that is not fully defined from first principles. More likely, I am not the only one who feels this way. This occurrence is not only common with college sports, but also professional sports. Where did they get that reality show with Jessica Simpson or Hulk Hogan go? How can we relate those players if we don't come on podcasts, reality series, or primetime shows? However, this isn't groundwork for profit-making for student athletes already there. California already passed a law that allows NCAA players to pocket money from their appearances. Furthermore, isn't there anyone leveraging these new rules to profit and create personal brands for their talent marketing on the NCAA team? The current NIL rules have passed in approximately 28 states currently, pending to go into effect, and plans to grow 3 more states by next year, with more states waiting for inclusion. Secondly, the parity on this college football needs to be rectified. Why do each of the teams have to recruit players? Instead, they might perhaps have a draft of high school players based on losses and lossy statistics. Headhunters for small high schools have to work very hard, and players don't know exactly where they're going in terms of environment, competition, and education. By making and placing the drafts on TV and YouTube, high school players will be more visible freshman year, fiscal year, so they can start the NIL work from the start, like Freddie Adu, he did with Nike prior to the creation of NIL. Instead of having traditional schedules, NCAA college sports must open up interdivision play and allow for December and January big dance, where the tournament initial seeds are based on lossy and losses statements, not on win-loss totals, where the strength of schedules may vary based on traditional conference foes. The any given Saturday mentality, along with a better time scheduling of different seeds and matchups, along with 4 time zones, will make the TV and internet ratings higher than and draw a broader audience. Finally, the NCAA must act swiftly and change rules on games very quickly to remove any doubt that it will reflect its professional counterpart, the NFL. First, NCAA should remove the requirement to have 2 feet down when catching the ball in bounds. Second, NCAA must remove the timeout until the whistle is blown when you receive a first down in the closing minutes to prevent the other team from running up the score. Third, NCAA should change the overtime scheme so they follow the NFL scheme without any 25-yard craziness with touchdown or field goal. Overall, NCAA needs a better branding for their high school players, better ways to seed teams on their playoffs, and follow the rules of the NFL in order to increase ratings and bring a broader audience into play. That's all for now. This is the 4th episode of Long Tail News from Shyamal Chandra for the year 2021. See you later. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.